Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
You see, Jake Paul has figured out how to make YouTube work for him. He's no slave to the algorithm. He's a merch man.
If you guys get merch in the next 72 hours, three of you are going to win a prize.
It really hit me. Like, there's no mistake. He is a killer. And not only did he kill those two people, he has killed so many people. I literally had to pull off.
You see an older human man just go down. Several wolves on top of him. And as people notice this happening, as they see the wolves, the screams around you intensify.
Today on The Way, snippets from podcasts Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything, The Clearing, and Everybody Plays D&D. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Well, the world is a confusing place, maybe more confusing than it's ever been. In the midst of the manufactured narrative, short memories, and sensational news stories, surely there's got to be a method to the madness. Something or someone who can make sense of all this senselessness. Well, our first podcast this week is trying to do just that. It's called Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything, and it's just as big as it sounds. Theory of Everything plunges listeners into a world of art, journalism, fiction, interviews, and exploding pipe dreams. Host Benjamin Walker, an independent radio producer who's published for NPR, the BBC, ABC, and Radiotopia. In each episode, he personally connects the dots in a world of information overload, featuring conversations with philosophers, friends, and the occasionally too-good-to-be-true guest. We'll check out this snippet from a recent episode of The Theory of Everything titled YouTube's Inferno. In the clip, Benjamin welcomes author and YouTube expert Chris Stokel Walker to talk about his new book, YouTubers, as well as recent controversy regarding YouTube's status as a platform for hate speech. In this clip, they talk about the complicated YouTube algorithm that holds the key to success on the site.
And it turns out that the YouTubers feel the same way about YouTube's algorithms as I do.
It's literally, literally tearing my ass apart.
I mean, their main concern is that they have absolutely no idea how it works, as nobody does. So some people will try and guess, and that causes people to produce low quality content that kind of pollutes the whole of YouTube.
We picked up some Tide Pods and we're about to become YouTube famous. It actually tastes like poison. I don't feel good.
And also, the fact that you have to post a lot. You have to be really busy.
If you're unable to produce content on less than a weekly basis, that basically means you're pretty much fucked.
This kind of what I think of is like an industrialization of YouTube going on, which is that the algorithm, as far as we know it, promotes and prefers long videos that are posted pretty frequently. So you're talking, you know, 10, 15 minutes every other day, at least.
Like, I'm not proud of what I'm uploading on this channel. Like, I'm burnt out.
And so you kind of get on a hamster wheel, which leads to a lot of the other associated issues with YouTube, which is like creator burnout. Like, loads of creators have kind of fessed up lately to saying they're completely burnt out on this thing. And it's largely the algorithm's fault.
It's a fire, bitch!
And when YouTubers get burnt out, they start burning stuff up.
Eat the flames!
Get the wire! It's going down!
Yo, it's going through the mattress. The mattress is actually on fire.
According to Chris, the king of all fire media is a YouTuber named Jake Paul.
Yo, it's getting like hot fire now.
Yeah, blow it up, blow it up, blow it up.
So I spent more time than is healthy watching both Logan Paul and Jake Paul videos on YouTube over the course of a few months. It changed me as a person.
Why did we do that?
I don't know.
In 2017, Jake Paul's neighbors, they got so fed up with all the crazy fires, they forced him to move out of his mansion that he was renting in Beverly Grove. So he went out and bought a $6.9 million mansion all of his own. You see, Jake Paul has figured out how to make YouTube work for him. He's no slave to the algorithm. He's a merch man.
If you guys get merch in the next 72 hours, three of you are going to win a prize. Hey!
Relax, oh my God.
I'm plugging my merch!
He mentions his merchandise store once every sort of 120 seconds.
Just go to fanjoy.com/JakePaul. Enter the contest, guys. Get yourself some of the hottest merch in the game.
Jay's got that new merch on, cuz! Also, it's Jay's birthday. Fist bump. Ow.
I know it's your birthday, but nice merch. I got him this for his birthday. You can go to fanjoy.com/JakePaul and get your siblings, get your brother, get your sister, get your mom a birthday present.
Yeah, I kind of hate him for that, but also I have to weirdly admire Jake Paul because he is essentially the first postmodern YouTuber. He's very open about the fact that this is a transactional thing going on here, that he is going to try and sell you his merchandise, and that's why his YouTube channel, his whole persona exists.
Oh my God! It's a merch store! Friggin' merch store! It's raining merch!
You've got to grift for your money.
I almost friggin' died there. But at least they got some merchandise. Go to fanjoy.com/JakePaul.
A sample of The Theory of Everything with Benjamin Walker. Join him every month for a crash course in the complicated trends of culture on The Theory of Everything. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. When April Bellasio was 40 years old, something she had feared for decades was finally proven true. Her father, Edward Wayne Edwards, really was a murderer. This week's featured new edition to Podcast Central, The Clearing, is about what followed that discovery. From a 2009 phone call to a detective to report her suspicions that would eventually lead to her father's arrest and conviction on multiple murders, to an emotional journey back into her childhood. The Clearing unravels the truth behind her father's life and overturns the viral online narrative that had turned Edwards into a caricature of a serial killer. Some of the content may be disturbing for some, so listener discretion is advised. In this snippet from the first episode of The Clearing called The Hunting Season, the episode documents the details of the unsolved murder cases and the new DNA evidence that shook the entire investigation up. In this clip, April recounts how she felt when she discovered the truth about her father.
I was with my daughter. I was going to go be with my mom. And the papers were saying that the DNA was a match to the crimes committed in Wisconsin. And I didn't want to even believe the papers because I know how, you know, things can be misconstrued or what have you. So I called Detective Garcia's cell phone. And I thought I wanted to hear it from him. And I was driving down the interstate and I called him on the cell phone. He answered and I asked him and he said, April, there's no mistake. There's a match. He goes, I'm 99.9% sure. And I remember kind of starting to hyperventilate and kind of go into not so much of a panic attack, just like it really hit me. Like, there's no mistake. He is a killer. And not only did he kill those two people, he has killed so many people. I literally had to pull off. I was right by an exit, pulled off to an exit, pulled into a gas station and got out of the car because I didn't want my daughter to see me in the condition I was in. And I used the disguise of pumping gas and I just try to get myself under control. I remember my heart clenching and it wasn't a pretty experience, but that's when it really hit me that there was no mistake, that all my wishing was to no good, that he was everything that I had suspected and more.
From the hot new podcast, The Clearing, from Pineapple Street and Gimlet Media. Hear the unbelievable story of murder, deception, and trauma that's tearing up the charts on The Clearing. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. This week's featured local Cincinnati podcast is great for people of all ages, backgrounds, and professions. In fact, that's kind of the point. On Everybody Plays Dungeons & Dragons, host and dungeon master Jonathan Smith is here to show you that D&D is for everyone. Each episode is dedicated to teaching a new group of people how to play the game that's captivated the imaginations of millions around the world for decades. Every couple of weeks, Jonathan welcomes a fresh party of adventurers with similar backgrounds or professions, lawyers, pastors, art history majors, etc., teaches them the basics of the game, then sends them off to play together on a highly improvised magical journey. No matter if you're a beginner or an expert dungeon dweller, Everybody Plays D&D is a ton of fun. Take a listen to this snippet from the first episode of Everybody Plays D&D titled Nerdy Soldiers. On the episode, Jonathan is joined by a few former military members who know nothing about the game for a fantastic D&D adventure.
The scene around you is suddenly chaos. Dwayne, Tomas falls into your arms. As people begin to flee the scene, Chris and Beatrice, you see them running into soldiers, blocking their path at all three exits from this square. You see around you as you look up and glance around, women gathering their children. You hear weeping, confused yells. And that alley, Chris, that you saw someone sneak down, there was a guard in front of it, that guard is gone. And you see, much to your surprise, wolves. An entire pack of wolves is pouring out of this alley, and behind them you see cages with the doors open. You see an older human man just go down, several wolves on top of him. And as people notice this happening, as they see the wolves, the screams around you intensify. And now I would like you all to roll initiative. Roll a d20 and add your dexterity modifier.
Okay, I rolled a 19 plus nice. 1 dexterity, so 20.
Dang.
That's a good roll.
You go, Betty.
I rolled a 12, so plus 1 equals 13.
13, great.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson will do nothing. He rolls a 1 plus 1.
Great. So, Dwayne, you are stunned. You're normally somebody who would act quickly, but this is probably the thing you least expected to happen. So, first up in the order is actually Beatrice. What do you do?
A snippet from our local Cincinnati podcast, Everybody Plays Dungeons and Dragons with Jonathan Smith. For a fun intro into the world of D&D with some people who are just as clueless as you are, Everybody Plays Dungeons and Dragons, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. The charts we go to see the most popular podcasts on the Apple Podcast Chart by iTunesCharts.net. Well, this podcast debuted way back in late 2017, and it's been in and out of the top 10 since then, but recently it's spiked with some particularly interesting episodes. It's Crime Junkie with host Ashley Flowers. It's your regular dose of true crime in bite-sized chunks each week. And as an added bonus, each episode is punctuated at the end by Ashley's dog, Charlie, who provides an, as she calls it, audio chuck. That's a bark at the end of the episode. That's Crime Junkie, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about that and others, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more information about podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at wvxu.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call us at 513-294-8030, and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.